praise. It's to our God.
Every prayer.
Good morning. Thanks to God. We thank God for you all this morning. Every praise to be our God. I'm telling you right now, my God, you should be giving God the praise and thanking him no matter what the situation may be, no matter what it looks like. We just want to give God the praise and want to give him thank you. I'm telling you right now, thanks to God, if you ain't got up this morning just giving him thanks and giving him the praise, amen, you got to learn how to, regardless of what your situation may look like, you got to learn how to still give God the praise. Trust me, just truly trust me, long as you live upright, you begin to walk in the will of God. I know sometimes it looks like God ain't coming to your rescue, but and also things don't look like it's going to work out for the good. Trust me, just stay there in the pocket, and you just keep on keeping on, because things gonna work out for your good. Listen, we live this thing. We see it every day. I'm telling you, we no different. My God, when I say we, I'm talking about me and my wife or my family are no different than your family. Amen. And I'm telling you, God will come in and give you everything that you need. It will come to pass. I'm telling you, everything that God said, everything that God done declared and decreed in your life, it will going to come to pass. Amen. You just need to thank God. Do me a moment this morning. Amen. Eastern Standard Time here in the United States of America. Some of you just need to get up, stretch a little bit. Some of you need to get up and just, you know how to do. Just go and get up for a second and just give God his thank you, give God his praise. I dare you to go ahead and put your mind on something that you know God is coming to do this week. You need God to come and show up this week. I truly believe that you start making focus moves and also making moves towards the things that you are focused to. Amen. You better believe it surely will come to pass. Thank God for all our followers and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing to see you just log in so faithfully, and also to have us as your social media family, have us as your social media. Amen. Church family, amen. We love to rock with you no matter what time of day it is over there in international. It might be in afternoon, evening, in some parts of the area, but nevertheless, we thank God. We know our brothers and sisters, it's about an evening time over there. We thank God for you, Fiji. We give God the praise. We thank God for you, United Kingdom, South Africa. What's up? We thank God for you, amen, for each and every one of you. And our brothers and sisters just right up north, and I'm staying up there because I'm here in Georgia. They are in Canada. God bless you all as well, right there in Canada. Thank you for tuning in and logging in, my God Almighty, to your faithful broadcast that is going to give you what comes from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. We just thank God once again for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, this is the way you start off your morning or in your day or be in the middle of your day, wherever it may be. Amen. With something that is inspiration, something going to help you to keep going towards the goals, not only spiritually, but also naturally. Amen. I'm telling you like this here, my God, I thank God that he blessed me spiritually, got wealth spiritually, but it ain't no sense having all that, amen, if we cannot manifest or allow it to balance natural. This is where you get your executive meeting, you begin to put the tools and begin to put different things in its perspective places for you can move on, amen, to have a blessed life, amen. I understand we're going to be blessed once we get to heaven, but why you cannot live, my God, on heaven, on earth, amen. If we send our Father, our Father has it all, and he's going to bless us all, I want to live it here on earth as well, amen. Y'all about to holler at your boy this morning. Listen, before we get into it, we're just going to bring out, my God, our prayer of the morning. Minister Shaquita, God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle, this morning, and God bless all the listeners this morning, and I pray this morning we find calm and peace within today, God. But may today, oh God, there be peace within, oh God. May we trust your highest power, God, that you are and we are exactly where we are meant to be, oh God. May we not forget the infinite, endless possibilities that are born out of faith, oh God. May we use those gifts that we have received, God, and pass on the love that has been given to us, oh God. May we be content knowing we are a child of God, oh God. Let this sizzle in our spirit, oh God, and let this presence settle in our bones. and allow your soul, God, and let our soul, God, the freedom to sing and dance, God. Let us know, God, there is a new song and a sing, song and dance to sing, oh God. It is time for each and every one of us, oh God. Oh God, bless, oh God. Oh, bless Jesus. Give us stillness, God, in your soul. Let your mighty calmness reign in me, reign in us, oh God. Rule over us, oh God. Oh, King of gentleness, King of peace. God, oh God, teach us what it is, what it means to have faith in silence, oh God. When we face trials that are beyond our understanding, help us to have peace. Help us to be joyful, God, and hope. Patient in affliction, God, and patient in faithfulness and prayer, oh God. You set all things in accordance to your time, oh God, and remind us to wait patiently, God, and find peace in your plan, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, too, for this day. May the heavens rain peace and hope against all the nations, oh God. And we bask and we rejoice in your love, oh God. And we thank you this day, oh God. Today on forward, God, thank you, oh God, oh God. Thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Lord, how we long to break free from negative thinking and embracing peace and joy and optimism. Oh God, we invite to begin transformation, oh God, through our thoughts, oh God. Patterns and help us to recognize and replace those thoughts that are not pleasing to you, oh God. In your name we pray today, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. I dare everyone this morning, just go ahead and say amen and go ahead and give God the praise. I dare you this morning, just go ahead and put your mind on the Lord just for a second. Amen. My God, I didn't mean just for a second in the form of a turn. That's all you're going to do and that's all you need to do. Amen. But I just saying right here at this moment, we just want to put our minds on the Lord. Amen. I know we have problems. We have issues. Some of us just need to put our mind and just thank God. My God, Almighty, I give you the glory. I praise your name. I thank you, God. We give you the glory throughout this whole day that is going to take place. We want to already give you the praise and go ahead and give you the glory, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I don't know where we would be. Amen. And we just want to thank God for what he is doing, and we just want to lift him up and give him the glory. I dare you this morning that for many of you, if you have not, my God, begin to prophesize and begin to speak in the Holy Ghost, my God, according to, my God, the things that you need to come to pass, you want to come to pass. I know that some things that look like it's impossible in the midst of your life, in the midst of your situation. Can I tell you, that's when God worked the best. He worked the best when you exhausted your expectation. You done exhausted your ability, what you can do. Amen. And it looks impossible in your life. Amen. And God said, I can make all things that is impossible possible, because he is creator. I dare you, just go ahead and declare, decree it. My God, in the name of Jesus, my God, it is so. And I dare you to go ahead and declare and decree your prosperity. Go ahead and declare and decree your healing. Go ahead and declare and decree different things in your life. Work together for his good. I'm telling you, as we begin to share on yesterday, my God, the set time of God going to go before you. He's already ahead of you. Amen. He's already there in your life, my God. By the time you get to the spot where you need to be, or by the time you get to the area where choices need to take place, you're going to realize that God already had it worked out for your good. My God, somebody this morning just need to thank him. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you give God the praise in your home, in your living room, wherever you are, I pray that it's going to be a strong wind of the Holy Ghost begin to wrap you, begin to take you into captivity within his presence. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your home atmosphere that the breath of the Lord, the ruah, begin to breathe in your home like never before. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your aura that the Spirit of the Lord begin to dwell in the midst of your aura, in the midst of your atmosphere, no matter where you go, no matter what you engage in. My God Almighty, you will feel a strong presence of the living God. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. It is your season. It is your time. It is your time, my God Almighty, to go forth into the things of God. And I'm telling you right now, I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus all over the world. My God, doesn't matter what part, my God, you are at, regardless if you are in Asia, Norway, South Africa, Fiji, we, my God, give God the praise. It doesn't matter. United Kingdom, my God, Canada, we thank God for you. But I truly believe, as you declare and decree in your own life, the same God that shows up here is the same God is ready to show up in your life. I heard the old songwriter say, my mother and them say, have you tried Jesus? I done tried him, and he is all right. Is anybody this morning just tried him? And if you haven't, I dare you to go ahead and try the Lord, amen, but you can realize that he is what? All right, come on somebody this morning. And I just give God the praise. We lift him up once again. Listen, I just want to flip back to, my God, the message from yesterday coming out of Ephesians 2. My God, I think we start around about the 6th or the 7th verse and move down to the 10th. I want to let you know, because one thing about faith, and I want to talk to you in a form in that chapter, in that story pertaining to faith. One thing that God wants to do, and I hope that we have individuals that is on this morning, is not looking for a shout, but they're looking for something that is going to help them to build their life. Because faith is something that many people go ahead and drive in, but it's something that has to be built up in. Amen. That's something that has to be built up in you. And many people thinking that you're just going to boom and walk out there and boom, just going to have it like that. It's not so, and that's not really realistic, amen, that you could believe or just have a faith into something that you never experienced or you never have. This is something to where I tell people it's mainly you need to begin to worry about building your own life. Because in your own life, God's going to begin to take you through the steps, my God, that you need to have the tools and begin to sharpen the tools, amen, for you can begin to walk out on different things. But because we have not looked in our own life and in our own area or our own perimeter, we always in somebody else's business, we are missing our own growth. We are missing what the Lord is trying to do within us. Come on, somebody. My God. We are missing out the fact that God is trying to develop us in different areas of our life. How can we expect to have faith in certain areas or certain things to come to us, but we never have faith in ourselves? I'll pause for a minute and let you take a drink of your coffee. Amen. Thank you. Amen. How can we begin to move in faith where we don't even move in faith within ourselves? How can we move in an area, my God, that said, I'm going to jump out on this, but we never trust our own self? Amen. Some of us, we battle with low self-esteem. We battle with depression. We still battle and torment for a last relationship and this hurt over here and that hurt over there. Baby, if you cannot move, my God Almighty, in faith or understand that God is a healer, God is a deliverer, you're going to have some issues trying to step out on faith and different things in your life. That's why it's very important that your healing or forgiveness for people is for you. Amen? Because it, my God, manifests or it links to a whole bunch of areas in your life. Amen. And one of the areas that is linked to is really linked to your faith. Many people thinking that they are jumping out on faith, but you are jumping out on a wish. My God. But we are camouflaging it as if it's faith. Well, I just have faith. But inside, you really just say, I wish it going to happen. Amen. Because faith is going to start within yourself. The set timing of God is going to start within your own life. Amen. If puzzle impossible to me that where we can have faith in a house and faith I'm going to get a car, but you can't even have faith that you're going to come out of this situation. My God, I wish I was in a church this Sunday right now, amen, to help teach this thing here. Amen. We got to understand that for God to be ahead of us and we can have our faith in God, but the first thing of faith, I got to believe that God made me who I am. I got to have the faith in my ability that I could do all things, my God Almighty. I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. It's something to where we beat ourselves down. We, my God, have folks walk on us. I just ain't going to be able to make it today. It just ain't going to happen today. I don't know. You know, I can't get up that day. I'm just tired today. You know, but I know God is faithful. I'm going to put my faith in him. Baby, it's something wrong with that concept, because if we want God to be faithful within us, but we can't even be faithful in what God done blessed us, and number one blessing is who? Ourself. It's something wrong with that concept. That concept has been contaminated still. Some of us need to get that contamination out of our life for you can begin to see that faith, my God Almighty, really does work. Faith, it does please God. But long as we have some issues still inside of us, my God, it's something to where we still trying to get delivered over 5 years of hurt, but yet I got faith within myself. It's something that we still trying to figure out. God, I don't know how you do. We in this up and down roller coaster, but yet it's something to where we got childs of God and children of God, and we still trying to give you a breakthrough. We still trying to get you to give God a praise. We still trying to get you to open your mouth. I'm going to make sure I teach this to ADM, my God Almighty. We still trying to get you, my God, to move into the things of God. Get up and be faithful to God. But yet, my God Almighty, we want God to be faithful to us. We want God to honor our faith, amen. But yet, we still have not tapped into the faith in our life. The faith without works, y'all about to hear me, is dead. You cannot, my God, walk in faith, and if you don't want to put the works in your own life, you don't want to put the work in your own healing, you don't want to put the work in your own deliverance, you don't want to put the work in your own prosperity, you don't want to put the work, my God Almighty, into your own peace, into your own joy. I could go on and on and on and on with that song, but faith, my God Almighty, we have to understand that it's developed within us. I know the scripture begins to declare that having faith as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And the reason why is it's so easy or so simple to capture that concept, but that concept is so difficult because people don't understand that the first mustard seed that a mountain needs to be moved is the mountain seed in my life. Stop trying to worry about everybody else trying to make your happiness, baby. You should have enough faith in yourself. If they want to give me my acknowledgement, thank you. If they don't, still thank you. If they want to accept me, thank you. If they don't want to accept me, thank you. If they want to talk about me, thank you. If they don't want to talk about me, still thank you. Because my faith is not in your ability. My faith is in my ability. I might have belief in you, but boo, you ain't that close for me to have faith in you. Y'all about to hear me? Because it's in what God placed inside of me. And if I don't believe what God placed inside of me, how can I walk in faith? If I don't believe that, my God, that God gave me ability to get wealth, how can I walk in faith in wealth? If I don't believe in the ability that I could change my life around, how can I have faith that things gonna turn around? As I'm talking this morning, if I don't believe, my God Almighty, my God, God can make my crooked place can be made straight just with a decision, how can I have faith that it's going to happen and work out for my good? The difference between a wish. Many people devil use their wishes as if it's faith. My God, I want to let you know that God is not, I dream a genie that he's going to jump out of a bottle, amen, and grant you your three wish, amen. So many people, they wish they could have a new house, but they'll use faith. They wish that their finances will turn around, but they'll use faith. They wish that they'll get a new car, but they'll use faith. They'll wish that somebody will get healed or they'll get healed, but they'll use faith. So instead of watching the church language, they don't became, other than saying, I wish, they said, I have faith. Or they said, keep the faith. But down in their soul, my God, they're having wishes, amen? Because their life that you live will speak for yourself. Because when faith comes in, you begin to put things in its proper place. Y'all body hear me. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, let me talk about you for a second. Amen. When I have faith that God offered to get me new furniture set, I got new furniture coming. I got new this coming. Well, the area where my furniture finna go at, I'm about finna paint my accent wall over there in that area. I'm already seeing what kind of lamps that gonna go with it. I'm already making purchases according to my financial ability to get ready for what's to come. I will pause on that for a second, let you eat some golden corral breakfast. Amen. Now we got to go. Amen. I'll pause on that, because at the end of the day, when you begin to have faith and faith begin to work in your life and you begin to see it work in yourself first, preparation will become easy. Nobody don't get beat down and say, oh God, I don't know what you're doing. Baby, I'm walking in faith. God just preparing me for where I want to go, because I got a set destination. I got a set place. I'm focused in that area. So I'm getting the work inside of me. You won't be pointing all the fingers at everybody else, because you know it's not everybody else's ability. You know it's not everybody else's personality, situation, or decision. It lies within who? It lies within. Baby, do you got faith within yourself, brother? Do you got faith within yourself, sister? If you having a struggle with your own issues, or with the faith in your own life, how do you expect to walk, evangelist, where you at? How do you expect to walk into the faith things of God? Y'all about to holler at me. I want to help you. I'm trying to help you to be blessed. Walk into the blessings. Amen. I declare and decree that you're going to have the enough strength and ability, my God, to get over that relationship, to get over that addiction, to get over these different things. Have faith and ability what God done placed inside of you. Then you'll go big. Where you at, eventually? Back there. Y'all over there to you.
And having faith is realizing that if God is for you, who can be against you? Having faith is walking with your head up in the sky, knowing that you are walking with God and nothing else matters. Having faith is while you land down in the green pastures, allowing God to restore you, knowing that God is still building you up, because he has a great plan for your life. Having faith is not worrying about what tomorrow will bring, but what's going on today. What are you doing for yourself today? What plans have you made for yourself today? Which way are you going to walk today? Faith is knowing who you are in Christ and knowing that God is the head of your life. This is what faith does for you. Faith is not sitting around and being sorrowful, but faith is putting a plan together, saying that I know that I can do this because I am a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is what faith does for us. Faith does not sit and put us into a place where we worry about what the next person is doing and what they have and what we don't have, because our eyes is on the prize. We are sitting and putting ourselves in a place where we are developing self. We are wanting better for self. We are striving to make a difference for self. Faith is when you sick and tired of being in the same position over and over and over. This is why God gives us, let me go back. Abraham was an old man, but one thing about Abraham, because of his relationship with God, he never stopped moving. He continued to keep pressing on. That's what faith is, pressing on, enduring, persevering on, because existence. And if you are what you thinking, if you sit and you're thinking that you're not going to get certain things, that's not what you're going to get. But if you start decreeing and declaring the word of over your life, over your situation, start speaking those things as they were, and then putting yourself in a place of movement, not just sitting down, not just thinking that God just going to pour things into your lap. You have to sow. You have to put things into the atmosphere. You got to sow on solid ground. You got to be in a place where you are able to put things out in the air and await for the manifestation. Turning it back over to you, Apostle.
Faith without words is dead. We have to understand that it's not so much of the words that comes out of your mouth, but it's so much of the actions that you do. Amen. It's your action. This is where it begins to define you. The life that I live will speak for myself. Amen. I'm talking about the life that you live. We're not talking about the ability of God. We already understand the ability of God, that he could do all things. Amen. He could do all things. He could do miracles. He could do all that. I'm pretty sure that God has faith within himself. Amen. But the question is the ability that God placed inside of you for you to begin to deal with different things. Do you have enough faith within yourself and ability that God don't put inside of you for you could be more than a conqueror? You could conquer it all. Amen. Do you have enough faith inside of you that you can begin to enter that financial bracket, amen, other than just having our wish, my God, going on, that you're able to change your life? Do you have enough faith that instead of you asking God for a change in your life, you begin to make changes in your life? My God, I heard the songwriter say that I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. But I love the lyrics that the songwriter used, because they say, I don't walk like I used to walk. Have you ever noticed that a soldier kind of walk different, my God, when they in, my God, in pursuit, or they walk different as they in a unit? Amen. He said, I don't walk like I used to walk. Then next thing you know, he said, I don't talk like I used to talk. Don't you realize that a soldier, they begin to use, now I tell you, God, no. They have begin to develop a structure. They begin to develop, my God Almighty, things inside of them, my God Almighty. I got a question that I want to ask each and every one of you. What's different about you, my God, other than you trying to get something different from God? I'll pause on that for a second and just give you a prayer, because if we don't deal with the things in our own life, we won't see the blessings of the Lord to fulfill our life. Don't look for the outside to be your blessing. You got to look within the inside. You got to understand it's in the inside of your house is the blessing. The outside just releasing the manifestation. The outside is not the blessing, it's the inside. Pastor, you're getting a little deep here for me. Help me out to understand. Well, let me give you a metaphor. Amen. When you get on your computer or you get on your cell phone, you begin to order something over the internet. You begin to order something through Amazon. Where did that order came from? That order came from where? In the inside, oh my goodness, in your house. Amen. Did you pull out your gadget? Didn't you log on? Did you have enough faith, my God, that if you go ahead and order this here, my God, through a reliable source, that it going to come to you? Did you have enough faith in your finger's ability to punch in what you want, to tap in what you want? Did you have enough faith in your credit card or your debit card, amen, to make that purchase? Did that side, no, the purchase came from where? In the inside. Did that, my God Almighty, did you bought whatever you bought from the outside? No. Where you bought it from? From the inside. Who did it came from? It came from you. It came for who? It came for you. Then I love the thing to make you comfortable, make you, my God, to feel comfortable that your package, y'all about to hear me, that your package is coming straight to you. Because after you purchase, then they want to give you a tracking device. Amen. They want to give you a tracking order number so you could track your package. See, this is where the disconnect came from a lot of saints. Many of you, you have not purchased your package yet, but yet you're trying to get a tracking order number on your miracle. Baby, what did you do in the inside? Hallelujah. I'm about to slap my dog. What have you did in the inside for you can begin to receive your package, for you can begin to order your package? Because it didn't come on the outside and just showed up at your door. Nobody didn't order it. It just didn't have an unknown address on it. They decided to drop it off to you because they figured that you need it. They figured that you want it. So they just start throwing anonymous a package at your door. Now something came on the inside of that home. It don't matter if it was at that home, if they had a gadget, if they had a computer, but it was connected to that address. Can I tell somebody this morning that it doesn't matter where you at in the world? It doesn't matter if you own your job right now. It doesn't matter if you're traveling in your car. Baby, long as it's connected to your address, you have your package at your door waiting on you. My God, because the miracles, it comes from inside. Your blessings, it comes from the inside. Operating in your faith, it comes from the inside. The outside is just releasing what was already taking place in the inside. Can I tell y'all something? If the inside is negative, the outside going to produce negativity. If the inside is depression, the outside going to produce depression. If the inside walking with non-belief, the outside going to produce walking with non-belief. But if you put an order in that called peace, joy, and happiness, the outside is going to produce peace, joy, and my God, Almighty Shaquille, you better get that phone ready and get it off of mute. Happiness and joy. I'm telling you right now, what goes on in the inside, it's going to take place on the, my God, it's going to take place on the outside. What are you saying, Pastor? That's why I tell you in the morning, baby, you better get up and begin to prophesy, begin to declare and decree, because when you get up in the morning, it's something about your spirit begins to align up with your natural mind, or your natural mind begin to line up with your spirit. If I tell myself early in the morning in this executive meeting that I'm blessed, my life is blessed, baby, I'm finna get up and put on some blessed outfits. I'm finna get up and put on some blessed clothes. I can care less they come from Goodwill or Walmart. It don't matter if they come from the Salvation Army. It doesn't matter. I gotta look like I'm blessed. I gotta something in my bones say I'm blessed. If something got a hold. Oh, Jesus. Come on, Shaquita.
Amen. And we as people of God have to work towards those things. We have to put in the work for that. We have to make sure we are applying ourselves, do the things that we need to do to get towards that glory. We have to invest in ourselves, do things that you need to do, take a class of those things, show God that you are ready. Those are simple things. They're online classes and those things and such to broaden your horizon, to get your skill sets up, to let God know that you are ready to walk into your glory. Simple things are just that, just walking in God, loving God, showing him, knowing that you have the faith. Faith is knowing that you have the ability, the all-seeing ability in your knowing, having faith and knowing. Not hoping for, knowing that you have the strength and your ability to do the things, the God-given things that God has given you. You have the power, the same giving God power that he's praised about, God has given, he's put it into you. So you have to let God know. He's not going to, like Apostle said, God's not going to chase you down. You have to look for him. He wants to see the people. He wants to know the people that's putting in the work. In 2020, this is what he showed us. We got to put in the work. And we set forth, that's what you have to do in the Lord. God just want to know who his real people are, who his real followers are. And you having the faith, putting in the faith, God loves that. He loves you for that. So don't be wary and think that, oh, right now I'm not, nothing's going on in my life. I'm not working. No, get up, get on the internet. You on the phone anyway. Get on the internet, take a class, read something, read a book or something to brush up on your skill set to let God know you ready. Back to you, Apostle.
because it comes from the inside. It comes from the inside. Watch this. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn over to an evangelist. Amen. Listen, you cannot use everybody's credit when you make your purchase. I'm going to pause right there. Well, I'm going to pause. Is there anybody test ADM and ask them they own this morning for this teaching? My God, you cannot use everybody's debit card. You cannot use everybody's bank account. You cannot use everybody's credit card. So many of us trying to rely on somebody else's debit card, somebody else's banking account, and their banking account is in a struggle. They already in a negative. They already owe the bank some finances, already owe the bank some funds. Y'all about to hear me, but you looking at them because they out there flossing. They out like they got it going on. They out there like, my God almighty, as I'm talking to somebody this morning, and you realize once you don't swipe their card to make their purchase, it says decline. Insignificant funds. Amen. They don't have enough in the prayer chamber. They don't have enough in the prayer, in the praise tower. They don't have enough, my God almighty, in the faith bank. They don't have enough in the belief bank. Y'all about to hear me. They don't have enough, my God almighty, saved up in their saving account for you can make that purchase. That's why you better look at what you are doing and look at what your ability is. That's why God is trying to work with you. That's why God is squeezing you. That's why God is trying to flip everything up inside of your life. That's why that God has said you need to deal with in the inside. I know what everybody else doing out there. It ain't what it seems to be. That's why God want to work on your purchase. That's why y'all about to hear me this morning. That's why God tried to tell you, my God almighty, walk by faith and not by sight. And you got to look at your own ability. I realize, watch this, you all. I realize that you cannot use everybody's debit card, even though you have good intentions, my God, and you have good reason. I remember about 3 or 4 years ago, we was trying to bring other people into a place of business, into a place, my God, and we want to bring them into a place of prosperity. Not, my God, telling them, but leading by example and just want not them to invest their money, just you to be a part of it. But when you use somebody else's debit card and God said, no, it's incomplete funds in there. They don't have, my God almighty, can I talk to somebody this morning? What are these dolls? And I'm going to slap them. My God almighty, please don't call the pound on me. My God, listen, when they don't have, my God, the proper, my inventory of the proper, my God, funds in their account, they can't walk with you. They cannot make this purchase with you. You cannot use their credit. They cannot be a co-signer, my God, where you walk and where you're going and where you're taking to them, because they have not been through enough. They have not prayed enough. And matter of fact, you give it a couple of years from now, they're going to walk away from you anyway. So that purchase seal is not going to be no good. Y'all about to hear me. So God said, before I allow you to get in a contract with certain peoples in your life, it's best not to, my God almighty. Let's discontinue it now. And here it is, come sometime later when we ain't using somebody else, my God, but we using our own within our own house. Now things are manifesting. I'm just not telling you this because I want to tell you this because it sound good and look good. Baby, it's a walk. I'm telling you right now, what's in your house, you better believe it. What's in your house, you better have faith in it. What's in your house, you better have walk in it. Back to you, evangelist.
And basically what Apostle was saying is get yourself together. Get your spiritual maturity together. Allow the Holy Spirit to, the Spirit is a within spirit. It is an internal spirit. It's internal. And what is internal eventually comes out externally. And when he says that you cannot use other people's stuff, God didn't design for you to use other people's stuff. God designed for us. He wonderfully created us to have a good plan. So we have to put ourselves in a place to nurture our own self. Own self. If it's something that you do not know and you are striving to get, education come into it. We're talking on the natural now. In order for you to get to the next level, you have to educate yourself. And then on the spiritual level, you have to nurture yourself. You have searching different things. Get on the internet. You're looking for a business. Look to see how you can get an EIN number. Look to see what you need to do to prosper yourself. That's what the faith. You can't worry about what the next person is doing in their life. I've learned that on a hard way. But now where I'm at in my life, Lord, order my steps. Father, order my steps in the area where I'm weak, Lord. Give me the strength, Father God. Lord, let me stop saying I'm trusting you when I can't even believe in you and my faith is not growing. Faith is what takes us to the next level. Faith is when you can walk down the street with your eyes closed, knowing that God is not going to allow something to happen to you. Faith is when you sit down in a chair and you do not sit behind you, but you know that you're not going to fall. Faith is when you wake up every morning, you know that the sun is going to shine. You're not worrying about it. You're not worrying about it if it's an eclipse. You're not worrying about it if the world is in total darkness, because you know that the sun is going to shine. Faith is getting your own self together, building your own self. And how do we do that? We have to keep building our relationship with God. Keep building and walking strong, walking in strength with yourself, knowing that you know. That I can do this, that I will get to the next level. Not worrying about borrowing this, doing this, but no, asking God to build you up, to raise you up. You may be a stump today, but as long as you continue to keep the faith, as long as you continue to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, that stump gonna raise. That stump is going to keep raising until that tree gets to wherever fruit that you were buried, wherever you sowed into, will come to a place of ripeness. Will come to a place of ripeness. And I want to say this, Apostle, the place of ripeness,
go
when
ahead.
They get that fruit, that's a place of ripeness, you are able to share it with somebody else. You're able to share what God has developed inside of you with somebody else. You become your brother and sister's keeper. You come into a place because, see, you've allowed them to grow and nurture themselves. You didn't have to step in because they didn't want to hear you anyway. So you allowed the process to take place itself, and because of your relationship with God, because of your building and your trusting and leaning on the Holy Spirit, once it manifested, you were able to sit and say, my friend, let me help you now with this business deal. Let me show you what manifested in my life, and not only that, let me help you. Let me open some doors for you. And that's what having faith is. Having faith is also sharing and caring, but you have to go through the process. Back over to you, Apostle.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you all really, and it's just so much a teaching that I could go into this, that you really understand that faith first deals in your home. It deals in your home. God wants you more than anything to trust and believe him. When we deal with faith, we deal with trust, we deal with loyalty, we deal with commitment, we deal with belief, all wrapped up into a nutshell. And God wants you to understand the ability that he gave you. You don't have to invest or get someone to try to co-sign for what God has for you. So many of us, we need to get rid of all this negative and all this stuff that is inside of us years ago, still battling with hurt. I see three individuals, my God, they just flashed before me, still having baby mama drama. Two individuals still have baby daddy problems. Cut this nonsense off. Do what you're supposed to do. And as you do what you're supposed to do, if things get difficult, let the law handle it. But you cannot allow your life to be dictated by issues and different things that goes on. Hallelujah. So let's remember what's in our house is only what we could pull out. We can't use somebody else's credit card or debit card and think we're going to pull it out for them. I don't get everybody to come and try to pray for pastor for a certain situation or certain things. I don't. Because I cannot use your credit. Even though you're a good person, even though you're a woman or a man of God. But certain situation, I can't use your credit. I can only use my credit score. Because I want to make sure that my stuff is right. So remember that it's your credit score. It's your score, your credit with God. You don't know nobody else's credit. You don't know their score with God. You don't know their place with God. All the things you could do, you believe what's going on the outside. That's what you believe. But the biggest walk is you. It's you, brother. It's you, sister. Build your credit up with the Lord, and you're going to see that faith does work. Faith as a mustard seed can move mountains. It will overturn some things, but I got to build my credit up for God to honor my petition. Listen, my goodness, it was a hallelujah, very intimate session, and we just thank God for you all, and it's just been a blessing. Amen. We want to get back in. We're going to jump back into some things. I'm talking about tomorrow here on out. I want you to go ahead and log on with us. My God, keep coming on. Call somebody. Call your brother, sister, auntie, mom, or whatever, and say some good stuff going in. We're going to dig in more and deeper into the different things because I want you to be blessed. I want your life to be blessed. But I understand that it's different things have to get in its proper place and different things that we need to know for we can begin to operate in. Amen, for we can begin to reach that blessings that the Lord has for us. Amen. So many people understand just this one term of just giving into somebody's life. Well, I got an issue with that term because if it's not broken down properly, you would think that that's what it is, just being a good person, giving in somebody's life, or just giving something to somebody that you're going to get something. Well, how is that if your first person you never gave wasn't within yourself? You know, it's something that is missing here, and it's something that is a disconnect that is going to happen, and you're not going to see the fullness that God has for you because of how we operate. I want you to see the fullness that God has for you, not partial, not piece of it. That's something you could do on your own. But that's something that is a fullness, a residual blessings that come in your life. That's blessings going to keep on coming, keep on coming. It doesn't matter what time of the season or what year it is. It doesn't matter what the world is going through. I got residual that is coming in my life. I'm telling you right now, God is setting you up to be executive owner of your own life and your own place and your own walk and your own peace and your own joy and your own happiness. But I need you to stay connected and stay tuned in. If you know anybody that needs help, you know anybody that needs some information, so they can begin to press to the next level in their life. So they can begin to put things in place. I want you to put them on. Make sure they come on Eastern Standard Time at 7 a.m. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be hot. It's already hot. It's already been hot. It's just hot, 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 hotter, hotter, hotter. Let me stop. Amen. So we thank God for you all. God bless you all once again. Evangelist, I turned over you for the last mark, so we get out of here.
As we always do, as apostles say, we definitely want to continue to have you sit at the table with us every morning and get your daily word. That daily word is what feeds you throughout the day. When you thirsty, you always got that living water to continue to continuously over and over, like the Energizer Bunny. Never stop, just continuously come through. And we want you to come. We're cordially inviting you, and not just you. We want everybody to be able to sit at the table and know where they are in the kingdom as we continuously allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. We thank you for sharing with us. We thank you for caring with us as we ask you to come on with somebody else tomorrow, not just one person. Try to get three people. Try to get three people and tell them to get three people so we can break the bread of life. We thank you and we say peace to everybody all across this world. May God's peace resonate through you today, and may you just have a very prosperous day in the Lord. We love you, and we will see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Peace out.